Chanel, what sort of work is Nelson doing for Hort Innovation and the Harvest to Home project?
So the key project we're working on for Hort Innovation is Harvest to Home, which is an online dashboard that's publicly available for all growers to access. And it provides a whole range of data and insights about the vegetable category, but also fruits and nuts, so growers can keep on top of the latest consumer trends.
And how often is the data updated on the Harvest to Home dashboard?
The data is updated every 4 weeks, and we're also doing deep dives and case studies on a range of vegetables throughout the course of the year. So I'd really encourage people to come back on a regular basis and check the regular updates and also case studies from time to time as well. You can find those on the case study tab of the dashboard, and hopefully they're super insightful.
Chanel, you mentioned in your presentation at the recent Onions Australia conference in Ulverstone that Australian onion sales declined 4.7% over the past year. Can you tell us why this happened?
Yes, that's right. Onions already have a very high percentage of Australian households buying, about 91%. So a lot of households are already buying onions. But what we found over the past year is that the average retail price for onions actually dropped back a little bit, so lower average prices at retail. And consumers actually bought slightly fewer kilograms over the year as well. So those two combined effects of slightly fewer kilos being purchased by households and slightly lower prices at retail meant that sales did go back slightly for the category over the year.
And are there any major insights from Nielsen relevant to the onion industry in particular that growers need to be aware of?
Yeah, there are a couple of really big overarching trends that we're seeing that are impacting on all vegetables, but they're also very relevant for the onion industry as well. Probably the key one is ethnicity. So we're seeing that today Asian-born Australians now represent more than 10% of the overall population, and they're actually growing in numbers as well. So the numbers have more than doubled over the past 20 years. So we're seeing that this increased immigration into Australia is impacting what products are really succeeding in the supermarket. So products that are appealing to these ethnic households are really growing. So when it comes to onions, we have noticed that there is actually a slight overtrade on red onions in non-English speaking households. So that's something for the onion industry to really watch. Another big overarching trend that we've seen develop over the past 12 months is the influence of affluence. So we've seen households of different levels of affluence really have divergent spending habits. So we've seen households with low affluence actually reduce the amount that they're spending on groceries overall by about 2.2%, whereas high affluence households that have got plenty of disposable income are actually increasing their spend on grocery products. So they actually were up about 5% over the year. So we're actually seeing, I guess, a two-speed economy in terms of how households are shopping. And this is particularly relevant when it comes to fresh products like onions, that high-income households that have a lot of disposable income are actually purchasing more of these products. But there are a lot of households out there that are struggling as well. Wages growth is really slow, the cost of living is increasing, and whilst that's occurring in the economy, households with lower levels of affluence are actually starting to contract the amount they're spending on groceries and also on fresh fruits and vegetables.
And how does the consumption of onions compare to other vegetables?
The consumption of onions is actually really high in Australia. So in terms of the penetration or the percentage of households buying, it's really high, about 91%, as I mentioned. There's only two product categories that are higher than that, and they're only just slightly higher. So potatoes had about 92% of Australian households purchasing, and carrots about 93% of households purchased the carrot category. So onions is really up there in terms of the percentage of households buying, and it's certainly significantly more than many other staple categories. So, for example, the bean category only has just over half of Australian households purchasing beans, about 53%, and sweet corn is at a similar level, about 54% of Australian households buying. So, yeah, quite a lot of Australian households are already buying onions at least once over the course of the year.
How can the Nielsen data provided through the Harvest to Home dashboard benefit the onion industry, specifically growers?
Well, the data is updated every 4 weeks, so it's a really great tool that growers can access to find out the latest information, not just in the onion category, although that data is all there available for you, but also a whole range of vegetable categories as well. So you can get insight in terms of is your business, is what's happening in my business and the growth rates that I'm getting, is that comparable to what's happening for onion growers generally and also across vegetables overall. So hopefully it's a great tool for keeping you up to date, enabling any conversations you might be having with your customers as well about what's happening in the marketplace, hopefully helping you get ideas on new product developments as well. So the case studies that we're doing are often looking at a grower or a particular category and seeing what's growing, where are the pockets of growth that can give everybody ideas about what sort of products they should be developing or planting into the future.
How have growers been responding to the Harvester Home dashboard so far?
We've had a fantastic response to the dashboard so far. We track all of the visitors to the site using the Google metrics, and we have quite a large number of users visiting the site each month and quite a lot of people who are coming back again, so that's fantastic. Levy-paying growers can also reach out via the contacts page for more information or to ask any questions they might have about the site. So we do have quite a few questions coming through, and we'd encourage you to reach out via the contacts page, request the additional reports and ask us anything you want about the site. We're here to help and we'd love to hear from you.
Great. And Chanel, any other comments or recommendations you'd like to make to onion growers who are listening to this podcast?
I recommend that they bookmark the site and come back on a regular basis. So the site can be found at www.harvestohome.net.au. So bookmark it. It's accessible on your laptop, PC, and also your mobile phone as well. So really easy to use. But come back, check the insights, not just for onions, but for a whole range of vegetables as well. So they've got a whole view across what's happening in the market. And certainly jump on that case study page and read about the case studies we're writing and the more in-depth analysis on different categories from month to month. They won't be onions every month. There'll be a diversity of vegetables, but there'll be insights that you can actually take home and learn to understand what the Australian consumer is looking for in their vegetables.